Global business leaders today called for developed countries to set limits on greenhouse gases. About 100 CEOs signed a letter to the Group of Eight Nations. The executives urged world leaders to push for cutting carbon emissions in half by the year 2050. They said setting limits would help them make business plans. The world's Jason Margolis has more.
The argument in the U.S. against curbing greenhouse gases goes like this. It would hurt the U.S. economy. That's the mantra that the Bush administration and many Republicans have put forward for several years. But today's call for action contradicts this, says economist Jeffrey Heal. He's a research scholar at Columbia University's Earth Institute. Heal says today's recommendation is a green light to politicians to craft a serious climate change agreement.
I think what this is saying really is that, we, the sort of leaders of some of the main corporations in the world, are supportive of your general efforts. We're not going to be lobbying against you. We're not going to be trying to trip you up on this one.
The proposal was prepared by the World Economic Forum. Dominic Warre directs environmental initiatives there. He said corporate CEOs penned their names to today's agreement to protect the environment and to improve their bottom lines.
They've termed this, the potential for a third, and this time a green industrial revolution. That this opens up many different technological frontiers, which can actually drive forward innovation and new products and new services to huge new markets.
Alcoa was one of the companies that signed today's agreement. Jake Seward is a vice president in Alcoa's Environment, Health and Safety Division. He says multinational companies like Alcoa know carbon regulation is inevitable. For them, the sooner it comes, the better.
When we build a plant, it's a billion-dollar plant. And if we decide to build a billion-dollar plant or remodernize a plant in the U.S. that's for $600 million, we need to know exactly, like, what's it going to, what's the carbon cost going to be? Because we know there's going to be one in the next 30 or 40 years. And, the sooner we have some certainty around that, better off we'll be.
Today's proposal calls on the Group of Eight countries to bear the brunt of a commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But the plan also says developing nations have a job to do. That's a significant inclusion, says Elliot Derringer, the Director of International Strategies with the Pew Center on Global Climate Change.
Maybe they can commit to energy efficiency standards, for instance, or renewable energy targets. Those would be serious actions. And should be recognized as significant contributions.
It's also significant that companies in the developing world are now engaged, says Dominic Warre with the World Economic Forum.
The fact that you have Indian companies, for example, or Mexican companies or Brazilian companies saying that it is fair that in the long run, fast-growing developing countries must also have absolute cuts in their emissions is a message to their own domestic governments.
The new action plan provides advice for how the world can cut greenhouse gas emissions. Still, the plan is largely symbolic, says Robert Stavins, an environmental economics expert with Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. But Stavins says symbolic actions are important.
And I would take this as a significant symbolic action. It's eventually going to be major corporations of the world in virtually all countries that are going to have to implement any kind of attempts to address global climate change. And so their views are exceptionally important.
But Stavins adds, ultimately, the governments of the world have the harder job. They have to negotiate the international agreements and implement rules that industry would have to follow. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.